this shit, homie. Still love you, nigga. How the fuck, nigga, you touch half a billion, nigga? And your team is starving.
Oh,
nigga.
Yeah.
You on the island, nigga.
Hold on, hold on.
Came to my city, nigga.
Oh, yeah.
I let you
That's just
city,
so deep,
nigga.
Though. You already started saying in a minute. You know what I'm talking about?
The pain I seen in my brother's eyes, nigga.
Yeah.
FaceTiming my nigga, nigga. He took that
That's
why my nigga blessed. That's why my nigga Khaled blessed.
Yeah, that was deep.
He put my nigga in the hole, homie.
Yeah.
I don't feel you for that, my nigga.
Yeah.
That shit hurt me, younger dig.
Ah.
It's painful what you see real niggas do when they get the paper,
That's
when they
tough,
get
man.
The bag.
Tough stuff.
Can't never forget my little bro. All right,
Rosé.
I'll never forget my little bro.
Don't never forget my little bro and them. Don't never forget my little bro and them.
Always remember.
Don't never forget my little bro and them. You know what I'm talking about? Yeah. K100 Radio, what's good? What's happening? What's up, everybody? What up, though? Hold on, let me start my Instagram live over here real quick. Let me go ahead and set you guys up over here. Oh, let me turn this down some too a little bit. I got that a little bit too loud. Oh, anyway, yeah, the background music. What's up? Welcome, everybody. Facebook Live. What's going on? You dig? We're here for another round of our direct line interviews, man. You feel me? Again, 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial into the show. Welcome, Instagram Live. What's happening? Everybody's on time, it seems. All right. Welcome, everybody, to the party. I'm your host, Blizzum. This is K1's Radio. We're doing another segment of our direct line interviews right here. We got three of them. We got a trifecta. Three shots fired. All right. Three shots fired. Von Dunn. We got Sammy Surf. We got Kelsey Nicole. Some artists that we're going to talk to you guys today. If you don't know what direct line interviews are at K1's Radio, this is what we just a minute and pause and chop it up with some of the independent artists, producers, DJs, scrippers, politicians, all kind of people that we know that rock with us over here at K1's Radio. We just chop it up with them about what they got going on. Now, let me go ahead and introduce my first guest. We're going to go ahead and get this thing on the road. Welcome, everybody, again to K1's Radio. I'm your host, Blizzard. The number is 347-934-0966. If you want to call in, of course, if you're on Facebook Live, you see that scrolling down across the screen. If you're on Instagram Live, you don't know that. So, again, 347-934-0966. Want to welcome everybody listening to us live at K1'sRadio.com. Also, if you listen to us on TuneIn Radio or if you're listening to us on the TuneIn app or our mobile app, if you're watching this on YouTube after the fact or if you're listening to it on SoundCloud. Either way it goes, man, really appreciate you for rocking with us. All right, first up on deck today. You dig? All right, we got the homie Von Dunn in the building representing Boston. What's going on, bro? Welcome
what
to the
up,
broadcast.
What up? Yep, yep.
What's happening, bro? We good, man. You feel me? We good. I'm glad to have you on the broadcast. Hold on, let me get
Thank you for having me. Appreciate it.
Oh, yeah, no, definitely, bro. You know, we people that rock with us on K1's Radio, people that, you know, get the interviews and everything, you know, we want to make sure that we show them some love and make sure that, you know, everybody knows who they are. We're definitely going to check out some of your music. We got a couple of songs by you. You know what I'm saying?
Okay.
But first of all, we're going to give you the floor and let you tell everybody who you are. Go ahead and introduce yourself, though. Go ahead.
Oh, what's up, K100 Radio? What's up, world? This is my first interview. This is Von Dunn coming live. I'm from the Ville, Somerville, Massachusetts. And we got a whole lot of songs and material ready to drop this summer and stuff. So I'm just trying to get networking. And, you know, I'm glad that I'm on K100 Radio right now. I'm really thankful for that.
All right. Welcome to the broadcast, bro. Now, you said this is your first interview? Your very, very first interview?
Oh, yeah. This is my first interview, man. I just always, what I was doing is I was just sticking to the writing. And I would just get my writings up, fill a couple notebooks up and stuff, but I started realizing, like, I need a, network, and I knew DJ Opens over at K100, so I figured, you know, why not get plugged in with y'all?
Well, that was a good decision. Who am I to argue with that, right? Who am I to argue with that? But listen, we don't often get people, I won't tell that lie. We've had a couple of people where we're the first time they've been interviewed, you know, maybe on internet radio or something. But most of the time, we're not necessarily the very first interview they ever did. So this is special. You know what I'm saying? This is a great way for you to go ahead and get introduced to this game and get introduced to being interviewed. You know, get you prepared
for sure,
starter.
For sure.
obviously that's the goal, right? You want to you know, take your career to the next level. You're gonna have to do a whole bunch
that's
of these,
right.
bro. Yeah,
that's
this ride
right.
is just.
We ain't settling for less. We just want it all, you know. We coming for it all. So, you know, I'm gonna give it 110%. You know, this is just the beginning, and I'm really thankful for this platform that y'all are giving me right now.
All right, welcome, man. Well, first of all, you from Boston, right? That's all you. That's, you know, shout out to DJ Obens, the homie. Catch DJ Obens every Saturday on K1's radio, 3:00 p.m. Eastern, rocking the best in reggae, hip hop, and salsa. So shout out to him for matching everything up and making this pop off. Are you from Boston?
Oh yeah. So like, I'm right 10 minutes out of Boston. We take the Zakin Bridge right over. We're from a town called Somerville. We go by the Ville.
Okay.
It's actually not even. Yeah, 5 minutes outside of Boston. But, you know, we rep in Boston. That's where all our teams play. You know, we rock Celtics. We rock the Patriots. We got the Bruins going, too.
Okay,
you know,
wait,
it's all love,
wait,
you know?
Wait, Vondon, wait. This, I know that you know that we're based in Atlanta, right? You know that, right?
Okay. See, so there's no shade going, but, you know, we got the best
yard. But you mentioned the Patriots. And I got to ask you, I mean, if you are a Patriots fan, you are from the area. I understand maybe why you may be a Patriots fan. I just got to ask you officially.
Okay.
Are you a Patriots fan?
Yes, diehard Patriots fan. That's my squad.
God damn it, Von. That's all right, bro. Perfect. Of course, everybody
is. When you're on top, you know, not a lot of people. It's funny because when I meet people, you know, and I tell them Patriots fan, they're not from here. It's like either they hate them or they love them. It's no in between with it. It's like when you're on top, everybody gunning for you, you know.
Yeah, I kind of hated them before they were on top, but I get your point. Okay, let's get to the best. Let's jump to the music. So this is your first interview. Is this your first project that you got going up? Tell us about everything that you're doing right now, working on it. And I got a specific question to ask you because I know you're a rather young artist. You know what I'm saying? And it's a lot of things that, you know, the younger generation of artists are kind of going through what people want to call hate because they're going through a transition in hip-hop. Hip-hop is about 40 years old now, at least. You know what I'm saying? So the younger generation, they're coming up with their own version, their own genres of hip-hop. It's hip-hop, but it's a subgenre, and people aren't as willing to accept that it's been around for a while. So the first question I'll ask you is, as a young artist, how do you feel the older generation of people that are involved in hip-hop, whether it be us, whether it be media, fans, other hip-hop artists, how do you feel about the way there's been some criticism about the younger generation of artists coming up as far as lyrically and they're killing hip-hop and all this kind of stuff? What do you think about that?
Well, I feel like as far as hip-hop goes, you know, it's always, you know, as anything, you're always adapting, you know, and it's evolving with times and stuff, you know. So I like to keep it, I'll say, you know, I won't throw no shade on any of the new artists, you know, what they, I guess they label them mumble raps and all that stuff. I don't really do that myself. I like whatever sounds good. I'm into making good music. I support anything that sounds good to my ears. You know, the beat's rocking, the lyrics are tight. I mean, hey, I'm all for it. I ain't hating on nothing. Like Davies, my man Davies, shout out Davies. They did a lot, but he never hated. You know? I think it just takes a little time, but, you know, people come around to it.
All right. Yeah, you know, I don't necessarily. Here's the thing. I'll be honest with you. I'll be the first to actually agree right here on the air. Mumble rap is a rather derogatory term. Okay, calling it mumble rap is kind of dissing, slick dissing, like off top. You feel what I'm saying? So I can understand why. Some of the younger cats may be a little bit, you know what I'm saying? When you say that to them, they may be like, yo, fuck you. You know what I'm saying? Like, and then they're going to shoot back with, now y'all old heads just hating, and y'all, because y'all time is over, and the whole shit, we go back and forth, blah, 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 right? You know what I'm saying? And that's how it all kind of sticks. The term mumble rap is kind of like slick, disrespectful, and slick, like a diss, the term itself. It would suggest that y'all not saying shit, y'all just mumbling. And listen, I gotta tell you this, Vondon. I'm only asking you this because I know your age and I read your bio, so you know you're gonna be the new generation of people that's gonna be coming up when, you know, cats like me or whoever else has been out for, you know, 20 years doing their thing or whatever, gonna be gone. So y'all gonna still be holding the reins. You got time is on your side. But
for sure.
But with that, I'll say this. It's not that, and I'm pretty sure you agree that it's not that people don't necessarily hate the fact that a lot of the young cats are actually winning and doing their thing. It's not really that. It's kind of a culmination of two things where if you're critical of them because you don't necessarily like the vibe of the music, then you're automatically deemed a hater, and that's wrong.
Yeah.
At the same time, you can't automatically say something is whack because to be honest to God about everything, even with me, and this is a show, this is an opinionated show, whack is just an opinion. Hot is just an opinion. You feel me? It's going to be ultimately what that girl decides she want to twerk to, or that young cat decides he want to roll up a blunt and smoke to, or go to who will pay their money or whatever. So we understand that. So let me ask you this. What is it that you think that you can do as a young artist to kind of put music out that, of course, your generation will like, but do you think you can make music or do something that can grab, let's say, a 30, 35-year-old potential fan?
Yeah.
Or even somebody in the
media? Most definitely.
What you think?
I try to when I make my music, I definitely, like, first, I'm writing for my, like, I write things that people can relate to. That's key right there. Something that, you know, I've been through and that, you know, real-life situations that maybe somebody who's been through a similar situation can relate to. So I feel like as long as you're speaking real stuff, you know, and you're throwing in some, I always try to throw in, you know, my wordplay, metaphors, to give, you know, older cats, you know, the hip-hop, the real hip-hop heads, something to like, oh, wait, hold on, what did he say? And then, you know, they'll have to go back again and hear it, and they can decipher for themselves what I really mean, because sometimes I leave it up to the listener to say, like, oh, he could have went this way with it, or did he really mean this with it? You know, I want y'all to, you know, make a perception for yourself. You know, I don't really have to come out and say everything I really mean, but that's the fun with it, you know? That's why I love writing. That's why I love this music, and I really want to take this to the next level.
All right, I like the answer. Good answer. We're gonna play some. We're gonna play some of the music in a minute. We got some. Also, if anybody wants to hit the phone lines, now is the time. Again, 347-934-0966. If you want to give the homie a shout out or something, we'll come to the phone lines in a second.
Call in.
Yeah, 347-934-0966. Shout out to everybody. A couple people that was checking us out on Instagram Live. It's starting to build up now. Somebody's over there promoing or something. I don't know. Big ups to my Facebook people checking in. Let me see who's checking in. But the Sad Wise, Kiski, what's going on, homie? Josh, DJ Chillwheel. Of course, DJ Oban is checking this one out. Kimberly, what's going on? Quarter Till, Vina, a couple people over there checking us out on Facebook Live. Appreciate y'all.
Okay.
All right. So let's jump into demographics. All right. Where you from? All right, Boston.
All right.
Beantown.
Right.
Patriots Nation.
They call us over here. They like to say we massholes and stuff because, you know, everybody's not as friendly as you know, from down south. But I like to say I'll credit that to the cold weather. You know, it's a little colder up here, so we just keep it moving.
Come on,
you know.
Don't blame it on that. Don't blame it on the cold weather. Fargo is cold. Have you ever seen the
Fargo? You know, when it's 2 degrees outside, you don't got time to stop it and stop and chat and ask how's your day. You know, you got to keep it pushing.
Come on, man. All right. Well, okay. If that's the excuse you're gonna give us for being assholes up there, fine. Whatever.
That's a few of them though. Not all of them.
I don't know. You said it. No, not me. You said it, not me. Okay. Let's get to this point, right? So, I often meet independent artists who may be from the area, or if I meet somebody that's actually maybe in the music industry and they're from the area. There's a similar thing that runs with people that's from Boston, and it's like Boston just can't get on. Like, for some reason, no one knows why, there's never been, like, this super breakout rap artist that just really represents Boston. Like, you know, it's a big city.
We coming, though.
But what do you think the problem is? What right now, tell me, first of all, why do you think that is, and what do you think, you know, excluding yourself, what do you think it would take for an artist to really break out and really just become a high level artist that everybody's just synonymous with Boston and like really put Boston quote unquote on the map? Of course, we've had.
It's funny you say that because I feel like we actually are moving towards that wave. There's like a nice, like a really, really. That's why I decided to get in while I did. You know, I've always written, but I never really recorded until like maybe 2015. I started really recording for real. So it's like I felt like from then there's a lot of underground artists here. There's a lot of shows. I feel like if we just harness that energy, that you know, of all the artists and the undergrounds, and we're doing, they have a lot of platforms out here now. They're trying to, you know, the Museum TV. Shout out to Museum TV. They have a great platform for young artists and people that are trying to be in this industry. I feel like if we just, you know, stick to Boston, not to sound too crazy, but we just worry about what's going on here, you know, and support each other here, and then other people will start looking out and being like, oh, what's going on in Boston? They will want to come see and check out, like, you know, the progress we've made. And also I feel like with young artists like Cousin Stiz and Dutch Rebel, who else? Hefe Replay. Matter of fact, Millie's out of Cambridge. He just got on. These artists are coming out of Boston as well, giving us a little bit of leeway, giving us a pass, you know, to take to help us get us some exposure, you know, out here. So I feel like it's coming. We just got to, it all comes with time. It's patience.
Well, yeah, I guess so, man. You know, you said that you guys got a lot of shows and other stuff going on over there. So, I mean, because, you know, sometimes I talk to artists and they be complaining like it ain't enough. Like, you know, we got to drive to New York or drive somewhere else to kind of get some exposure. And I'm like, that's kind of a big place, a big area, you know,
yeah,
Boston and surrounding areas, you know what I'm saying, immediately surrounding it. It would seem like it would be easy for you guys to actually get, you know, shows or, you know, have showcases and stuff like that. But I've heard quite the opposite from a couple of people where they complain about, nah, it's really not a lot popping. Like, you got to drive out of town or whatever.
Yeah.
To get, you know, so.
Yeah,
I don't,
it is. That's basically, I agree with what you're saying. And that's why I feel like the culture's changing, and where, like, DJ Alkalide out here, he's doing good music showcases and this platform. I feel like, I mean, it's going to take a little bit of time, but we are moving in the right direction to, you know, build up our own clout and, like, show that Boston, we really, you know, got some hip-hop, you know, in our blood out here, too. And you know, we can build on each other. We just got to be unity and, you know, support each other first. So that's where it all starts.
All right, we're going to get ready to jump into this music in a second. I see somebody's on the phone line. Press the number one if you're actually calling to talk right now for this interview we got going on right now with Von Don representing Boston. You know what I'm saying? He's a Patriots fan, but hey, you're going to love him anyway over here at K100 Radio. It is what it is. Let me see. 857. Let me see if they want to talk, though. They was on the phone for a second. Area code 857-413. Hello? Hello?
Hey, what's up?
What's going on?
What's going on, man? Yo, it's Scary from the Ville. Shouting out
hey.
My man's Von Don.
Okay. Thank you for tuning in, Scary. I appreciate that. Much love, my brother.
You're ready, bro.
Scary from the Ville. Like, yo, Scary, though? Scary from the Ville?
Yeah, it's my last name.
That's a scary sight.
All right. Shout out to them for calling in and representing, showing some love all the way from Beantown, showing some love to Von Don over here on K1's Radio for this live interview. Big ups to you, bro.
You're all ready.
Now, man, I appreciate you tuning in for real.
No doubt, bro. Get up there, man.
Mm-hmm. We moving.
All right. For sure. All right. 347-934-0966. That's from McDonald's show. All right. We're going to jump into some of this music. You dig? All right. www.k100radio.com. Again, I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. We live right now with Von Don. We got this new joint by him that we're getting ready to rock. Let's see. We got two songs for you, bro. So we got to make sure we get go ahead and start playing these so we can make sure we squeeze them in enough time. Now, we got Maneuvering and we got Rolling Stone. Which one we rocking with first? You pick.
So we can give them the Rolling Stone first. This is featuring my artist. Matter of fact, this is my blood cousin. He's really talented, Franzel. And, you know, I feel like this is a good single that's going to, you know, propel my whole record and stuff. So you can play that Maneuvering. Drop that Maneuvering, John.
Oh, you said which one, Maneuvering or Rolling Stone? Which one we doing?
Maneuvering.
Okay. I thought you said Rolling Stone. Hold on a second. Let me do that one then. Maneuvering. All right. Check it out, man. This is Von Don. First time on K1's Radio. Name of this joint is called Maneuvering. You live right now for direct line interviews. Now go into it. We got a couple more. You dig? K1's Radio.
You are tuned into K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Yeah, making moves, I'm maneuvering. Money stacking, I be smelling like maneuvering. Them haters mad, what we do to them? niggas, we be doing it, doing it. Making moves, I'm maneuvering,
maneuvering.
Thinking, I be smelling like maneuvering, them haters mad, what we doodling.
Yeah.
Sitting on these niggas, we be doing it. Every day I put in work,
boy,
I'm always clocking in.
Yeah.
Gotta say my prayers, Lord, forgive me for my sins. See, my team don't lose too often, really. All we do is win.
Yeah.
If we do, take a L, watch me get it back again. So long, I don't know what day it is. I be caught up getting cooler, hustle harder, you know how it is. I be in my bag, I'm a lyricist. Transform in my prime like an optimist.
Yeah, yeah.
Shine light to the dark, I'm an optimist. Countless to me, but I always
know what I'm doing.
Sitting on them like I can't sit on them. Yeah, making moves, I'm losing money. I be smelling like a noodle. Some people mad, but we be doing it.
Yeah, yeah.
On these niggas, we be doing it. Okay. Making moves, I'm maneuvering.
When
I'm thinking, I be smelling like a noodle. Some haters mad, what we do to them. Sitting on these niggas, we be doing it.
Doing it.
Patrol got a nigga fucked up. Took 17:38 to wake up. Now I told the plug, me stop playing, we need to get up. Mess up with the real niggas, re up. I've been there, I'm in this, this business. These hand to hand exchanges.
No, no. I'm on the radio.
When I'm in the trap, I'm in the
air. Jerry called in.
Okay, Cody, now
Jerry called in.
Oh, easy, been
up. Called in, he's talking to me. He's like, he's on the line. Where you from? He's like, this is Jerry. I'm like, oh, stop, nigga. Thanks for calling in.
Who's banging the door?
Right now.
You know we taking off hunting in these streets. Till I feel like I fall Mulan. Then I hit Dragon Star, get my Mushu on. One eat, we all eat. Last supper, I get some DJs to this joint. Picture perfect, perfect picture. I never move alone, so move alone.
Right,
I remember harsh nights. See shit, my stomach didn't like. Stuck hoping for better days. I'm talking so bright. Took me doing some hard work.
Uh-huh.
Now you see me on my get right.
Uh-huh.
Been a touch and mill twice. And the bleed back. All of that. Right to touring and height.
Touring.
Man, I do the shit I like.
Whatever.
You do the shit for fight. We can do this all night.
Nice.
Little lead with the right.
Fuck.
Dirty water gets you right. Dirty water gets you right.
Making moves, I'm maneuvering. Money's thinking, I be smelling like maneuvering.
Yeah.
Them haters mad, what we do to them.
Yeah, yeah.
Sitting on these niggas, we be doing it.
Doing it.
Making moves, I'm maneuvering.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
And we're back, K100 Radio. I'm your host, Vision. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. This is our direct live interview right now, man. We chopping it up with the little homie, Von Don, representing Beantown in the building, man.
What up, what up?
Say he maneuvering. What's up, little homie? What's going on, man?
What's going on? Cooling, man. Just out here, you know, cooling with K100. Thank y'all for having me, for real.
Absolutely, bro. We got another one that we got lined up, man. Name of this joint is called Rolling Stone. Tell us about this one. You said that was your cousin featured on the last one. Shout out to him for handling his business
yep.
on that verse. What's going on with Rolling Stone? Tell us about this one.
So Rolling Stone, it's a little, I slowed it down a little bit. This is something I feel like, you know, something you can vibe to, roll up. I know the ladies might really gonna like this one. You feel me? I'm going to come up with a visual to this in the summer. This is another track off the EP that's going to be dropping in July.
All right, we're getting ready to check this one out. Shout out to everybody checking us out. People on Instagram Live, our people over on Facebook Live. What day do we spotlight any artist? Someone asked. We spotlight any artist various days. If you want a direct line interview, visit the link in our bio on our Instagram page and go to the ads and promo page. You dig? If you want to check our music out, don't send me a SoundCloud link. I'm not going to go to it. Submit your music to go to our music review segment called Illa Kill. So go to our website and go to the actual submission page, and you'll see all the information and be able to do that. All right? Let's check out this second joint right here by Von Don. Name of his joint is called Rolling Stone, he said. He said the ladies gonna like this one. We gonna find out. K100 Radio.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Trying to switch up, give me fans something different, you ain't?
I'm ballin', she play D. Easy bucks like KD. She push me like Nike. K don't play with me. She lay with me. Wishing that she could just stay with me. Conversations about the past, present, what we wanna be. Baby girl, where I'm headed, you can't really come with me. But you can follow on IG and live vicariously through me. Social media ain't real, don't believe everything you see. I'm not into fabrications if you're tryna do relations. Put a solid foundation, major key communication. Give my girl no temptation. Got you feeling my vibration, baby, ain't no limitation. Level up to a new degree. Everything costs, gotta pay a fee. They say love don't cost a thing. I know that it ain't for free. These hoes be for everybody. I know that they ain't for me. I know that they ain't for me. These hoes for everybody. I know that they ain't for me. Yeah, I wanna stay, but I gotta go. Shorty, hold it down while I'm on the road. I'm a rolling stone, I'll leave her home. Your boy grown, I got my own. I've been in the zone. I wanna stay, but I gotta go.
Focus.
We moving fast, girl, just take it slow.
Don't trip.
No amateur, you fucking with a pro. On the road, rolling stone, hardly ever home.
Hit my line.
So what you say if I told you go? Pick it up while she drop it low. Say if I told you go. Show me more, you'll never know. What you say if I told you go? Show me more, she Millie rockin' while she drop it low. I know you know Millie rockin', make her drop it low. Money coming fast, money coming slow. But I got the stack of cash at a steady flow. And I don't wanna go, I wish that I could stay. But I gotta get the dough, I got bills to pay. So I put in work, work, like Rihanna say. Making moves on the road like every day. With the target destination, ain't no roaming stray. I hit my target destination, ain't no shooting stray. And she can call herself my shorty, but that's never bae. She a fatty with the goods, I gotta stay away. I gotta stay focused, keep me from the distraction. I get weak from the physical attraction. Always on point, you won't catch me lacking. Never slacking, apply pressure, keep attacking. They heavy hacking, I'm heavy macking, I make it happen. Might look light, but I'm heavy packing. Start acting, I send it packing. Like, I wanna stay, but I gotta go. Shorty, hold it down while I'm on the road. I'm a rolling stone, I'll leave her home. Your boy grown, I got my own, I've been in the zone. I wanna stay, but I gotta go. We moving fast, girl, just take it slow. No amateur, you fucking with a pro. On the road, rolling stone, I'll leave her home.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
All right, Von Don's in the building, man. I think he was right about that Rolling Stone joint, man. I think the ladies really might gonna love that one, homie. You might have you one right there with your Von Don. All right, yeah. That's a pretty cool one. Yeah, I fuck with that one. I think you're right. I think that one. You know what I'm saying, chicks, you know what I'm saying, young. I mean, I think they can vibe off that. This got a nice little vibe to it. And, we're probably going to rock with that one over here at K100 Radio.
Hey, yeah. Thank you. I appreciate that. For real.
Absolutely, man. All right, before we get ready to go, give everybody your contact information. We got Sammy Surf coming up next. You feel me? You guys, don't go anywhere. But real quick, Von Don, tell everybody your website, social media, everything, so they can get in contact with you, bro.
Hey,
check out
so y'all can check me out on SoundCloud. SoundCloud/BONDXN, Von Don, like that. And then you can check me out on Instagram, EZ_Von Don. I also got Facebook music up there, Von Don. So, I mean, y'all check me out. I got a lot of stuff dropping this summer in anticipation. So, yeah, thank you for having me, though. I really appreciate this opportunity.
Absolutely, bro. Good interview. Remember, if you didn't miss any parts of the interview, you can always go to our SoundCloud, or you may be able to catch some of these on YouTube that we put up there. We put select ones over on YouTube, but all of them definitely go to SoundCloud. So if you missed any parts of the interview, make sure you go check it out. Again, holla at Von Don if you like him, if you rock with him, man, representing Boston. Beantown is in the building. Fuck Tom Brady, though. Fuck Tom Brady. God damn it. Period.
Damn. He got his jerseys back, though. We got the jerseys back.
Nah, fam. You good. You good over here, K100 Radio. Tom is never good over here. Tom is never good over here. Never. All right. All right, dog. Keep grinding. Keep pushing your music, man. Keep doing what you do, man. I'll see you at the top, all right?
All right. Thank you. I appreciate the opportunity once again. Thank you all for tuning in. K100 Radio, Von Don. I got a whole lot of stuff dropping.
Absolutely. All right. I told y'all, pause. Do not go anywhere. All right. We're gonna drop this promo in a second, but I'm pretty sure we got Sammy Surf on the line. Sammy Surf, this you, bro? Sammy Surf.
This me. What's going
on? All right. Hold on. Yeah, we ready to stand by, bro. We're gonna drop this commercial and we'll be right back to jump it off with the
all
winner
right.
of last bar exam. Sammy Surf is in the building. Stand by. Again, 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial into the show. 347-934-0966. That's the number to dial into the show. Hey, check out some of these promos of some of these people that we rock with over at K100 Radio. Beast by Zed, Midwest Mixtapes. A couple of these guys, they rock with us over here at K100 Radio. Check them out.
Let go. This is a shout out to all rappers, R&B singers, entertainers, beatsbyzed.com. If you're looking for that exclusive production like you hearing in the background, go to beatsbyzed.com. When you need that industry sound for a reasonable price, go to beatsbyzed.com. Hey, yo, Zed, let's let them know. Turn up. Beatsbyzed.com. B-E-A-T-S-B-Y-Z-E-D.
MidwestMixtapes.com, the number one website for Midwest rap. MidwestMixtapes.com. They promote and market albums, mixtapes, singles, and videos. MidwestMixtapes.com. They can get you on DJ conference calls, blogs, and email blasts. MidwestMixtapes.com. They work with several magazines, college radio campaigns, and street teams in multiple cities.
Are you struggling with getting people to listen to your music?
Do you need a bigger fan base?
Real Rap Promo is here to help you. Log on to www.realrappromo.com today to see how they can help you with all your promo and marketing needs.
Real Rap Promo.
P.S. Use the promotional code RADIO at checkout to get 20% off on all services.
And we're back. K100 Radio, I'm your host, Blizzard. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show again. 347-934-0966. That is the number to dial into the show. Welcome, everybody. We're back for the second interview today on our direct line interviews. We got Sammy Surf is in the building, man. This is the homie right here. He won last month's bar exam. Sammy Surf, what's going on, bro?
What's going on?
Welcome to K100 Radio for the first time. All right.
How y'all doing?
Absolutely, man. First of all, congratulations on your win over at the bar exam.
Appreciate
man. I wasn't there for this one, which I'm normally at the bar exams, but for this one I couldn't make it. I was actually on the road. So I couldn't come to this one. So normally I already have heard your music. I've already seen your show before we actually get ready to do this. But on the rare occasions that I missed the bar exam, we have a conundrum. We have what we have right now where I actually haven't met you or heard the music or I didn't see your breakaway win over at the bar exam, but I know that event. I judged there in January. I know how hard it is to get through all those rounds. So the odds of you being whack is like slim to like none. Because there's no way by being whack, it just doesn't happen. You know what I'm saying? But first of all, man, I want you to go ahead and formally introduce yourself to our listening audience right now. Go ahead, you got it.
All right, man. What's going on? It's your boy Sammy Surf, man. I'm from East Atlanta. You know what I'm saying? We working. Just won the bar exam last month. So, you know what I'm saying, we always working. We got projects coming out that we pushing that I'll talk about a little bit later. But, yeah, I'm Sammy Surf, and we on K100, man. Let's get it.
That was sweet and to the point. All right. So, East Atlanta is representing in the building, man. First of all, like we always do with the bar exam winners, and here's the thing about what's different about this particular interview, which is maybe a different from the other ones. This particular interview is part of a deal that we have with Mike Sick, and shout out to those guys over there, Savage Fan Pro, DJ Knots, everybody who's involved with the bar exam.
Yes,
it's such a great event that we said, listen, you know, we want to sponsor that event just by, you know, bringing on the winner each month, you know, to do an interview on K1's radio. And that's different from a lot of the ways that some people actually, you know, get booked for our interviews. There's various ways. But this is one of the few events that your talent and your performance has to get you, you know, to this point. So first of all, just tell me about how did you end up hearing about the bar exam and that experience that night before you took the crown?
So I heard about the bar exam through my kind of manager at the moment right now. Kevin, he was telling me about it. He was telling me about Apache. I had heard about it before, but, of course, I wasn't able to do it. So I was like, okay, well, now that I'm able to do it, why don't I go ahead and try to do it? And the crazy thing about it is I didn't know DJ Knotts was a DJ, and I had met DJ Knotts like 2 or 3 years ago and started working with Hip Hop Gives Back, and he was actually the one that got me my first show. So I got there, and I saw him. I was like, oh, it's not. Yeah, I know him and stuff like that. So that made the environment a lot easier to just do what I had to do. And that's pretty much how I heard about it. I got in there. It was a new experience, but, you know what I'm saying, I did what I do best, and that's just perform and let people know what I do and who I am.
I wasn't there, so was the competition stiff? Like, did you have, like, a close call, a tie? Did you...
I mean,
I ain't
going to down like that, but I feel like one was too easy.
Okay, all right. You're kind of breaking up a little bit, so make sure you kind of stay in a spot.
Okay, I got you.
Yeah, you said it was kind of, because sometimes people, I mean, I've seen people who didn't make it, you know what I'm saying, who actually was like the wild card and they end up winning. It's all these kind of crazy rules over there at the bar exam. So, you know, I was just kind of asking, was you like a wild card? Did you like win your round?
No. I got there. I won my round. Actually, after I performed, there was a guy there. His name was Jeremiah. He won 5 Grammys like right after I performed. He was like, you're 18. I was like, yeah. He was like, give me your phone and put his number in my phone. So it was like right after I performed, it was like everybody was like crazy. So it was like I think I won my round pretty easy. So, you know what I'm saying? Because what I brought was a lot of people, they were there, they were performing, but nobody was getting the crowd involved. Nobody was moving. Nobody was letting people have fun. And I think that's what I did. And that's part of the reason why I won the way I did.
Yeah, that's one mistake a lot of people make at the bar exam and venues like that. They kind of sometimes people tend to get the bar exam mixed up with like your average open mic around the city. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
And it's actually not that. It's a lot of people that actually came to see a show that night who may not know you. So, you know, your interaction with the crowd is always key at that particular event. It kind of keeps you honest as a performer, which is why I actually that's why I like the bar exam. It's just a little bit different from most of the events, you know, and that's why we sponsor it. You feel me? All right, let's jump into something else. Okay. Now, we got your song called Prayers. We got that loaded up. That's what we're going to listen to. You're also making me really uncomfortable by saying yes, sir, because you're making me feel old. So I would like for you to stop. Thank you.
I got you.
Thank you. I'm not even old enough to be your... I'm old enough to be your big brother at best, like your big homie.
Okay.
At your pops.
All right, I got you.
All right, good. Okay. All right, so some people are big on that. I'm like, bro, like a nigga. I might ask you in the club, so don't do that. All right. So,
I got you.
So listen. Right now, there's a lot of different music coming out of Atlanta, especially like, you know, the East Side. There's a couple of artists out of East Atlanta. To me, has always had like those sleeper lyricists. You feel what I'm saying?
True.
Like. Not. I'm not trying to. Before anybody jumps down my throat, I'm not saying that there are no other lyricists from any other side of the goddamn city. Okay, don't quote me on that. What I'm saying is Atlanta be having those slick lyricists on the East Side because for some reason it just seems like they care a little bit more about the wordplay over there. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I mean? Just you know, more so than the West Side, I guess. So I gotta ask you this: coming from the East Side of Atlanta. And the East Side of Atlanta have, you know, I mean, the East Side of Atlanta is kind of like Sci-Hi, you know what I'm saying? People like that, you know what I'm saying? You know, cats, you know, they kind of go unsung for the most part, but who were nice. What do you feel about the dynamics of the city of Atlanta? You being from Atlanta, from the East Side, what do you think about the dynamics of the city as opposed to now you've got the North Side kind of rising up? You got these cats from Marietta, like Sorry the Kid and K-Camp and all these guys up there, and Migos representing the North Side. You know, coming up, you still got the West Side people doing what they do. What do you think about the dynamic city? Because the city has all these different sides of music, and a lot of them kind of sound different. What do you feel about it?
Yeah. I think Atlanta's the Hollywood of music. Like, is it from or you somebody that want to get here? Fan base. You can get a fan base here. You can get a fan base anywhere. honestly. Like you got the coming from sides that you wouldn't usually expect. It's separation, but it's bringing egos out of the north side, but they still repping Atlanta as a whole. Not they claim the north side, yeah, they'd be like the north side of that west, but they still together as a whole.
Mm-hmm.
Like west and east, and then you got people like Yachty, who I don't even know what side he's from, but like he's from whatever side he's from, but it's bringing everybody together, and everybody's like under one side.
All right. I heard most of what you said. You was kind of still breaking up a little bit. I don't know if you can move to a better area, but you were kind of breaking up just a little bit. But I pretty much heard what you said. It's like you know all the sides are coming together. And for the most part, I would agree. You know what I'm saying? There's still Atlanta has been quote unquote charged unfairly, I guess, with. At the same time being the music mecca, at the same time being the city where everything is popping, like you said, the hip-hop Hollywood, which I do agree with that, you know, in a lot of ways. It's been charged with, I guess, kind of dumbing the music down. What do you feel about that as a new generation of artists? Because you and the artists that I just talked to, you and Von Dunn, you guys are both really young. You feel what I'm saying?
Yes.
Like you guys are in a position to be like the future of hip-hop because, like I said, you and him, you guys have got time on your side because you guys are so young and you out here grinding and, you know, winning the bar exam and doing interviews. So you're on the right track, you know, to do what you want to do. And if you keep it up, you'll make it, hopefully. There's nothing to stop you. But what do you think about that? What do you think about the stigma that Atlanta has as being just a city, even though you guys have got Andre 3000, which I've recently seen articles crowning him the best rapper ever, and he's from East Point. You know what I'm saying? So it's like you have your shining moments here and some of your artists that are really nice lyrically, but it's for the most part, and with the newer generation of artists, you guys are just not being known for that. What do you think about that yourself? You know, do you really care about that? Or are you kind of like, man, listen, all we want to do is turn up and that's it? Do you actually care about substance in your bars?
I think you need to have the best of both worlds. Like, every song doesn't need to be a kid art, like, it doesn't need to be a king or a right song. It's okay that you'll turn up music because you that you at a concert, so you want to have a good mix of both of them. It's okay to have the turn up music, and it's okay to have the thought provoking music. But sometimes I think I do kind of agree that our generation is steering away from the thought provoking music, and it's just let me just say ad lib the whole song, or let me just ever the whole song and not really what I have to say. Me personally, I think it's important to let what you're saying, let people give people a message that you're not just another somebody, another one night or hit one hit and then that's it.
Yeah, I also think that's important too, Sam. Nothing wrong with having fun. Nothing wrong with being the life of the party. Nothing wrong with partying, nothing wrong with, you know what I'm saying, being lit. But I just don't think that can be the extent of you or your catalog. And at the end of the day, there's a lot of artists, some famously from Atlanta, you know what I'm saying, who's basically said, listen, I don't really care about politics. I don't want to talk about what's going on in the world. None of that concerns me. All I want to do is party and make music to party. And don't get me wrong, somebody that's partied enough in their life to never be able to form my mouth to say anything about people partying, because I've done plenty of it. You know what I'm saying? I can never criticize somebody for talking about partying or wanting to party. I'm just not in the position to do that with the history of my track record in my life. I can't do it. That's hypocritical.
Yeah.
But at the same time, I didn't party 24/7, and I still had other things that I took note of, and I still cared about, you know, the world, you know what I'm saying? Other things, you know what I mean? So I think that there needs to be a healthy balance. And some of the artists get that, and some of them just could care less. I guess the question is, do you care? Do you think it's wrong that they don't care? Because that's their prerogative. Do you think it's wrong that they don't care? That's their prerogative. They don't have to care. So do you think that they're wrong for not caring? Are you like, well, okay, that's them. Like if there's an artist who felt like that, do you feel like you want to do a song with them and collaborate with them? Would that stop you from working with somebody? If there's like, man, fuck fuck voting, fuck, you know, just anything important. Like, I don't care about none of that. All I want to do is turn up. Like, do you want to make a song with that person, or do you just want to make a turn up song with them and then say, okay, that's all they for? How do you?
I kind of agree with you. Like, the second half, we can make one song, but then that's it. I feel like if you're gonna do music, you gotta treat music like you need it to survive, like you need it to live. And I think part of the problem is the new people that are in. It came too easy. Like I'm young, but I still know the history of music. And like to make it in Atlanta before, you had to somebody that know somebody that knew somebody else. But now it's just like, oh, I can upload this song now, and I can go on Instagram and promote it, and I might get a million views without knowing nobody. So it's just like it's a lot easier for the mumble rap to get where it is, because you don't really need to know anybody to become popular. So for me personally, it's like if I know that what you rapping about, you don't really care about it, and you don't treat rap like it's important, then yeah, we can make a turn up song, but that's as far as it's gonna go.
All right. I mean, I'm asking you guys because you guys are, you know what I'm saying, you and the artists that I interviewed right before you guys are so young.
Yeah.
So it's like I'm seeing what you're doing. I'm seeing the grind. I'm seeing you guys working. So I don't know where your career is going to go. You could be the next one. That's the problem. A lot of people don't understand. You never know who you're talking to, what they're going to be a month from now, a year from now, 6 months from now. You don't know. So I assume when I'm talking to an artist that's at least grinding, that's at least making some moves that I feel like are good moves, I'm going to assume that, hey, if they're working towards the goal and they're doing the right things and they, you know, interviewing and performing and winning competitions, hey, you're doing your due diligence. So I don't know. You could be the next fucking whoever 6 months from now. You know what I'm saying? No one knows. You can't pick them out, right? So I talk to you guys because if you do that, I'd like to know where your mind frame is now. And then if you become that, I'd like to sit back and watch and see what you do. And, you know, if that happens, if it's you. I'd like to sit back and come back and replay this interview. You feel what I'm saying?
Watch
what you're doing now. Listen to what you're saying now. And then if you blow up a year from now, watch everything and watch you in an interview with Complex. See what you say in an interview, you know, if you're in the XXL or something, on a larger platform where everything you said is heard by millions. You feel me?
Yeah.
Everything you retweeted 50,000 times. Is your move, is your attitude, is your outlook going to change? You feel what I'm saying? And so that's kind of why I ask you these questions now, so I can kind of throw them up in your face later. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah, I got you.
If you switch up on us, just know that this is being recorded, Sammy, sir. So right now, we have you on record as saying you actually care. You care. You know what I'm saying? I heard you use the term boomer rap, and like I told the other artists before you, you know what I'm saying? I say the term, but I say it sparingly because I feel like it's kind of a derogatory term. Like, if you say mumble rap, you like, okay, who's mumble rap? Okay, let's say you say, okay, Lil Yachty's mumble rap. Okay. Automatically, if I'm him, I would be offended too because you're basically talking shit off top. Like, you categorizing what I'm doing as mumble rap, right? You know, I'm automatically going to come with an attitude. I'm going to be like, fuck you. Fuck your opinion.
Because
you're automatically downgrading me a little bit. And I get that. But like I said, you know, I try to stay away from that term, even though I have used it. I had to kind of cut myself from saying, I'm like, yeah, you know what? I probably would feel a kind of way if somebody just designated everything I do or just designated my whole career in a negative connotation like that. I guess. Maybe. I don't know.
Yeah.
But let me ask you one more question, and we're going to jump into the music.
Okay.
Check out this called Prayers. All right. How do you feel about first of all, let me ask you this. How are you pushing your music? All right, do you have a mixtape? Are you going to put out a mixtape? Are you doing an album? Are you just kind of dropping singles and performing? What is your plan to actually get your music out there as far as a project goes?
Okay, so in December the 16th, I actually dropped my couple mixtapes, and it's called Cert 2. And now we're working on my album to put the set stuff like that. It's going to be called Surf Up.
All right. No, say that again. You kind of, every time you're talking, it's kind of breaking up. I don't know if it's because of where you at. I don't see anything wrong. But say that again.
So in December I dropped Surf 2. That was one of my my second mixtape. And we're pushing that right now, but we're also working on my first album to sell and to distribute and stuff like that. It's gonna be called Surf's Up.
Okay, all right, Surf's Up. How'd you come up with the name Sammy Surf anyway? Because like, there's no beaches around here. Give me that real quick. What the hell? Do you know how to surf? Where did that come from?
So actually, when everybody before I even started like rapping and stuff like that, everybody, my parents, everything, everybody, my nickname was Sammy because my name is Samuel. So everybody called me Sammy or whatever. So I went through the names, like the little name phase, like what my name's gonna be. My middle name is Joe, so for a while it was just Sammy Joe, and I left it as that. But then I was like, no. So one day, I was talking with my friends, and we was like just talking about like problems we got and stuff like that. And I was like, why don't we just like surf over them? You know what I'm saying? Then it was like, oh snap, that's not like a fine name, Sammy Surf. So then I took on the name, but I was like, that's not a good enough meaning. So what it became was someone you regret forgetting. That's what the surf stands for. So it's Sammy and then someone you regret forgetting.
I see what you did there. Okay. Yeah. Except for you, it's not really YOU, it's just you. But
yeah, it's just lucky.
Yeah, I know. I'm being too technical right now. Someone you regret forgetting. Yeah, I was being too technical. I was being a dick about it. Okay. All right. Okay. All right, I got it now. All right, tell me about this joint that we got right here. We're finna run called Prayers. All right.
Yeah. So basically, it's we all got the haters in our life that's gonna tell us we're not gonna make it and we're not gonna be this, that, and the third. And they always down talking us and stuff like that. So at the time, I was like I was doing the music and people were telling me like, nah, that you're not that good and you're not this, you're not that. So I was like, all right. So then I was just like, I'm gonna send a prayer for everybody telling me that I'm not gonna make it. And then that's what the song became, and that's the theme around the song.
All right. Basically a prayer for all my haters. All right.
Yep.
Gotcha. Check. Because Sammy is someone you will regret. Say it again.
someone you regret forgetting.
All right. I got it now. Someone you regret forgetting. Sammy Surf. I saw what he did there. I got it now. All right. Prayers up. K1 Radio. Let's check it out.
I send a prayer for all of you suckers that told me that I wouldn't make it. I send a prayer for all of you died who told me that I wouldn't make it. I'm chasing my dreams and I'm rapping, I'm speeding right now, man, I feel like I'm ready. I send a prayer, 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 Lord knows I'm making it. I send a prayer for all of you suckers that told me that I wouldn't make it. Raping, I'm speeding right now, man, I feel like I'm raping. I send a prayer, 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 Lord knows I'm making it. I feel it like me or he would damn. I feel like the cats on the final run. Matter of fact, I'm just like Chris Brown. When the time for war, light, camera, action, flashing. I'm the one that's gonna hold you down. I was there when they went around. When they asked me if I did it all of my life, I swear to God, I ain't make a sound. For you busting and suckers that told me this music was garbage. Cause now on the back of my itch, man, it's time to pay homage. I'm feeling like future. We helping to lay up my fingers so beautiful without the makeup. Your chest has a pill cause I hope I made up. Score 51, I'm like Anthony Davis. So much time, see the bank and I save it. They don't wanna see you win. They don't wanna see you in the car when the room sounded like. You out of space and the windows are tint. Been in the making, I can't even pretend. I send a prayer for all of you suckers that told me that I wouldn't make it. I send a prayer for all of you died who told me that I wouldn't make it. I'm chasing my dreams and I'm rapping, I'm speeding right now, man, I feel like I'm ready. I send a prayer, 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 Lord knows I'm made. I send a prayer for all of you suckers that told me that I wouldn't make it. Raping, I'm speeding right now, man, I feel like I'm ready. I send a prayer, 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 Lord knows I'm making it. And I know they wanna see me win. I know the haters wanna make my life so unfair. But I've been out here on my edge and now I'm doing well. I know the haters wanna see me win. I know that all these people out here wanna see me win. I know the haters wanna make my life so unfair. See you in the car with the roof shining like you out of space and the windows are tint. Been in the making, I can't even pretend. I send a prayer for all of you suckers that told me that I wouldn't make it. I send a prayer for all of you died who told me that I wouldn't make it.
I'm chasing my dreams and I'm rapping, I'm speeding right now, man, I feel like a wreck. I send a prayer, 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 Lord knows I'm blessed. I send a prayer for all these suckers that told me that I wouldn't make it. I send a prayer for all these dad who told me that I wouldn't make it. I'm chasing my dream and I'm raping, I'm speeding right now, man, I feel like a wreck. I send a prayer, 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 Lord knows I'm blessed.
You are tuned to the K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.
All right, that was Sammy Surf joint right there, man. He sent the prayer out. Everybody said he wouldn't make it. That was his joint called Prayer, Sammy Surf. Actually, was that the one that you did at the bar exam to win, bro? Is that the song?
Yeah, that's the one I did. Yeah.
I see why you probably won. If you was actually really, really lit on that song at the bar exam, I can see why you won.
Even though
right, exactly, exactly. Dope Breaker, though, I get the message on it. You feel me? Someone asked me. Someone said it was too loud. It's probably because I got it loud over here. Now it's not too loud for the broadcast. Maybe because y'all listen on Instagram Live. Instagram Live isn't the best audio quality. But no, it was actually a pretty good mix on it though. You feel me? Someone asked about submitting music. You gotta go to the website, link in our bio and go to submissions. But yeah, I think that joint was pretty good, man. You feel me? I wish I was there to see you take the crown. You know what I mean? You know, over there, at the end of the day, like when you at the end of the bar exam, when you did it, was it a close vote? Like you know when you ask people at the end, was it like, did you have to take like two or three votes like he does sometimes? Or was it like just that first vote, like so many people and it was like a wrap? You was good.
Yeah, it was a wrap.
Like, nah, I'm good. I did that shit, period, homie. You know what I'm saying? Let me see if I turn this down a little. Turn the game down. Nah. I'll turn that down a little bit, see if that helped the volume over there on Instagram Live. But I was wondering, man, because when I'm over there, it's always like real close at that last one. It's always like two people that people really like. So it's like whoever brung the most people. Did you bring a crowd of people with you and kind of slick cheat? Or did you come like dolo and just won the crowd over?
I had like six or seven people with me, but I think what won the crowd over, I was just, like, my energy. Like, I went in there and acted like it was the last show I was ever going to do. So it was just like, yeah.
That's how you got to be, though. That's how you got to be, man. Whenever you're doing a show, especially a competition like that, when you got judges and crowd participation and all that shit matters to get you to your, you know, all that matters to get you ultimately to the win, you got to go in there and give it your all, bro. You got to go in there and just kill shit. So, again, congratulations to you for winning the bar exam, man. To me, that's a big deal. Again, like I said, I knew your song was going to be good when I heard it because there's no way you can make it past the bar exam and be whack. Every artist that we interviewed that was the winner of the bar exam, they always had good songs and good music. You feel me? That's a very reputable competition. So even though I'm normally there and I meet you before we do this interview, I kind of had a pretty good indication that your music got to be at least decent. Like, there's no way you was going to be whack. You know what I'm saying? Even if it wasn't my taste, I knew it was going to be something about it that was lit. But actually, I like that song, though. You feel me? So I think we're going to rock with it over here at 100 Radio. Yeah, we're going to rock with it, dog. We're going to fuck with it.
Okay.
All right. Before we get ready to go, tell everybody your information, man, your website, social media, so they can find you. And if they want to get the music and get the song and download it, all that good stuff.
All right. My Instagram is I am Sammy Surf. Say it again. That's I am Sammy Surf. Y'all can find me on SoundCloud, Spinrilla. Just type in Sammy Surf, and the second S on Surf is a dollar sign instead of a regular S. We doing it big, man. Y'all can actually catch me tonight at Apache because I'm the winner. I get the headline the next event, so I'll be there tonight. It starts at 9:30. So. Yeah.
You know what? I might actually try to come through tonight. I forgot about that. I don't know, man. I'm kind of injured right now. But if I can come through, man, you know what I'm saying? I'll come up. I'll shake your hand. You feel me? And good interview. And congratulations again. I forgot that you was headlining because you won last month.
Yeah.
So. So you got a big day, man. You rocking out today.
Yeah.
You going to rock the stage. Good stuff. You on the grind.
Yeah, I had a show on Wednesday too at the Playlist Party, ATL Playlist Party, with Killer Mike and Big Bear and all that stuff. Huh?
Oh, yeah, you working. Putting in the work. All right, man. Sammy Surf, man. Pray for your haters, bro. And good luck, bro. All right?
All right. Appreciate you, man.
For sure. All right. We got one more. I told you this was a trifecta over here at K1G. Let me see if my homegirl on the line. Oh, Kelsey. Is this Kelsey?
Yes, this is Kelsey.
This is Kelsey Nicole. There she is. All right, stand by. For the station identification real quick, Kelsey, and we'll be right back. We're going to get ready to do our third interview. All right. Shout out to Sammy Surf. Big ups to Mike Sick over at Apache Cafe and the Bar Exam. Hey, if you're free tonight, go over there and check that dude out, man. If you listen to this and you like, yo, you was bobbing to that song a little bit, and you free tonight, take your ass on down to Apache Cafe and support these independent artists, man. He won last month. That's how he got this interview. And tonight he's the headliner because he won last month. So he's putting in the work. Go over there and check the dude out and see him live. That's what you got to, if you ain't got nothing to do. All right, make sure you do that, all right? Instagram Live, this is going to cut off in a second. So before I come back with Kelsey Nicole, I'll start a new session. My Facebook Live people, you guys pause right there. All right? You don't go nowhere. All right? Drop a little advertisement on you guys, and we'll be right back with Kelsey Nicole. You dig? K100 Radio, don't go nowhere. Pause. Be right back.
Do you want to be officially bossed up? Submit your info to btmbmagazinepr@gmail.com. Get featured in the fastest-growing lifestyle magazine catering to the underground and the well-known. BTMB always delivers the latest entertainment news. Catch up on your favorite entertainer, fashion designer, singer, rapper, actor, or community hero. Bosses That Meet Bosses wants to shed positive light on your story. Follow us on Instagram and Facebook at BTMB Magazine. To purchase your copy, visit madcloud.com/browse/BTMB Magazine. Bosses That Meet Bosses is where your story lives.
Woke up feeling like a yeah.
Hey, yo, young Moolah, DJ Khaled.
This is your boy Lil Wayne.
Hey, what's up? This your boy Chris Brown.
K100 Radio.
Brand new.
Music first.
And we're back. What's happening, everybody? K100 Radio. I'm your host, Blizzum. Thanks, everybody, for tuning in to the show. I appreciate you guys tuning in. All right. We're back for another one of our direct line interviews. This is the third one of the day, so I'm glad you guys have been hanging around and checking it out. Shout out to everybody that's watching us over here on Instagram Live. I appreciate you guys for tuning in. What's going on, Kangaroo? What's happening, man? Shout out to my Instagram Live and my Facebook Live crew over here checking in. Appreciate you guys. All right. Now, last but not least, normally we would go, you know, ladies first, but we saved the best for last for this one over here. Now, this young lady I've been knowing for a minute over here at K100 Radio, you know, for some years now, and she's been, you know, in Atlanta for a while, and I met her when she first touched down, before she actually came here. She touched down in Atlanta, jumped, hit the ground running, man, and has accomplished a lot in a short time. Representing Naptown, Kelsey Nicole is in the building. Kelsey, what's happening, babe?
Hey, Blizzum.
What's going on? Welcome back to the show for... I don't know how many times you actually been on the show before, but it's been a couple of times. But welcome back. First time in a long time.
Mm-hmm.
So we've been doing Facebook Live, all this fancy stuff that we got going on. Kelsey Nicole, I know you guys know about her music. I'm pretty sure you guys seen her on TV on VH1's VH1's Couple Therapy? Was that VH1 or what network
was
that? Yeah, Couples Therapy. You know what I'm saying?
VH1.
Yeah, VH1 Couples Therapy. She's been out doing shows, modeling. You probably seen, you know, all kinds of stuff that she's got going on. But at her core, at her heart, and this is because I know her, she's a singer. She's a diva. She loves to create music. And I know you may have got introduced to her maybe through television or something like that. But I know her, and I know where her heart is at, and she loves being an artist. So we're here to focus on that today. All right? We're going to talk about it. We're going to chop it up and see what's going on.
Absolutely.
Miss Kelsey. Oh, go ahead and introduce yourself to the people one more time, Kelsey. Go ahead.
Hello, one and all. It's your girl, Miss Kelsey Nicole, Midwest Princess. You might know me, like you said, from the show, but I am a urban pop artist. and I got some new music dropping, and we're here to talk about that. And I want to say shout out to Blizzum for always supporting the grind.
Absolutely, of course. So now I know because I kind of keep track of, you know, when you're doing stuff, and you know, watch what you have going on, of course. So I know that you've been, you know, consistently putting out music and stuff, you know, ever since, you know, even before the show, obviously, before then, you know, just actually working with you as an artist in the studio, seeing you actually, you know, come in here and grind, actually really talented, you know what I'm saying? And so, you know, I guess we've talked since then personally one-on-one, but just, of course, people are going to want to know, and we can go ahead and get this out of the way. How much has your life changed since couples therapy? Hello.
Since the show, and you know, it's all for the good. So, I've run into a little negativity here and there, but overall, it's been very good. It's been great changes, great progress, and I plan to continue to keep it that way.
Absolutely. I think win, lose, or draw, Kelsey. Win, lose, or draw. Right or wrong, give me a solid answer. That help you or hurt you in your music career? What do you think? Yes or no? Uh-oh, we lost Kelsey. Hold on a second. We're going to get her back. I seen her call just drop out as soon as she was about to answer. Let's see if we can get her back real quick. She should call back, but if not, I'll call her back. Hold on. I saw that drop out. Hold on a second. Oh, she's back. Hold on. All right. Hello?
Yes. I don't know what happened.
Okay. Yeah. All right. We got you back. All right. So my question that I asked you right then was win, lose, or draw, you know, good, bad, everything. Right now, what do you have to say that did your time on TV help you help your career as an artist overall?
Yes, I would say it did. I can definitely say it did help. It brought a lot of awareness to new ears and new people about who I am and what it is that I do. And in some ways, I won't say it hurt, but it made it a little harder because as an independent artist, you know, you're out here on your grind doing whatever it takes to rise above just being a regular on the ground independent artist. And when you reach, you know, new levels, it's like the demand to deliver on those new levels is so much higher. So, you know, I kind of, it was a sudden change, and it was kind of tough transitioning from doing things a certain way just as a more unknown than being, you know, on this new plateau. It was like, okay, I have to do things differently. I have to, especially, you know, if I want people who didn't know I do music, who knew me from TV, to take me seriously, very seriously as an artist. Because a lot of girls come off of reality TV and they do a song or say they do music and nothing really comes of it, you know. But I'm not one of those girls. I was doing it, you know, before the show and everything like that. And I've been consistently doing it since because it is what I love. It is my passion. It's what I do. And I definitely want, you know, my following to trust me as an artist. So.
Right, exactly. I'll say this. I think that, how was it, okay, so when you're doing stuff and you're dealing with networks and stuff like that, and you get a lot of shit paid for you, like, you know what I'm saying, you get comped, I guess what they call it, right? You get comped a lot of shit, you know what I'm saying? You get comped flights, you know what I'm saying, tickets and blah, blah, and all this kind of stuff. And, you know, when you're independent, you know, you're kind of paying for everything yourself kind of out of your pocket unless you're with an independent label or you got an investor or a backer or something like that right there, right? So, you know, If you're an independent artist and you have like a notoriety or a name, kind of sort of from doing something like, you know, TV, being on network television, or cable television at least, and you have to come and you have to put your music out independently, and people may be looking to you to do like major label moves because you was on TV, but you have an independent artist budget. How is it kind of balancing that? You know what I'm saying? And making people, you know, making the fans realize, look, these are two different things. You know what I'm saying? Like, I'm an artist, but I'm not, you know, not that I know of, unless you got it signed and I didn't hear about it. You know what I'm saying? You still kind of sort of, you know, indie with your music, but you had like major network cable television exposure, right? So it's kind of hard to take the music and put it, you know, put that kind of machine behind it. Because, you know, that's millions of dollars just, and they throw money away like wipe their ass with it type shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, they don't really, you know what I'm saying? They got money to burn. When it comes to promo and, you know, just all kind of stuff, just getting the image of their show of that out there. So how do you take where you, when you were used to all that and kind of got a little taste of all that and then kind of have to wind it back down a little bit when you're doing most of your stuff independent as an artist, but you still want to get the music out there. How do you do that?
Okay, ask me the question one more time in a nutshell.
In a nutshell, the big difference from having everything come for you, like everybody they pay for everything when you're with a TV show. You don't pay for travel, you don't pay for wardrobe, you don't pay for any of that. But when you're an independent artist, you have to pay for all, pay for studio time, you have to pay for beats, you have to pay for wardrobe, pay for makeup, pay for hair. How are you readjusting back to having to do everything basically, you know, for yourself more so than it would?
I think that the adjustment, I've had to definitely dish out a lot on my own. As, you know, as a woman in this industry, you know, it's tough, you know, because you get people who think you're going to do certain things to get what you want, and that's not the case over here. You know, there are a lot of people who do that, and, you know, more power to them. But, you know, it's just not the case over here. So I think in a way the show did help, you know, with that, because there were people who, because of who I am and what I've done, they were open to working with me because they saw the potential. They saw the hard work that came for me to even get the opportunity that I got, and they've seen the hard work since. So they're like, they believe in me. They see the potential, and, you know, there's value in, you know, this new entity. So they were willing to work, you know, in different ways for less than what I would have to pay if I hadn't had that opportunity. You know what I'm saying? But still, even still, I've been ready and willing to work my butt off to, you know, to get what I need financially to invest in myself as an artist. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
Like I said, the show definitely helped with, you know, getting people to, you know, get involved with my movement without me having to dish out, you know, as much as I would have without it, without the show. But I still definitely, you know, had to grind and, you know, to pay for this. And I've always been ready and willing, you know, to do so. So, I mean, but it's still a grind. I am independent. I'm not signed with anybody. You know, I'm thankful for the following that I have and the people who, you know, support and everything like that, but it's still absolutely a grind. You know, it's still a matter of investing in myself, you know, and it's been a matter of, you know, just realizing that things take time, you know, and I can't rush, you know, my situation and my process, and I just have to continue to just press forward and do what I love. And sometimes, you know, I feel like I got to do it a certain way and be on a certain level, but it's like, even if I can't do it that way, even if I can't financially, you know, invest in myself to do it on a different level, I still got to do it. I still got to be consistent. I still got to make sure that I am chasing my dreams down to the ground, because I know that there are people watching me and depending on me to kind of give them hope for their dreams. You know what I'm saying? So it's not always about me, but I just know that I have to keep going and I cannot give up, you know, because I know my talent. I know what I have to offer to the world, and I know that people are watching, and I know that I can do it. You know what I'm saying? And so it's tough sometimes. You know, you have to deal with the personal life, and I have a child, and, you know, I have to invest into everything on my own, but it's all worth it. You know what I'm saying? When you get comments on social media of people who say, because of this, you know, I've done that, and, you know, because of you and what I saw and what I see, you know, I'm inspired, and, you know what I'm saying? Like, it's worth it in those ways, and the support that I've gotten from so many different people because of my relentless grind and my, you know, will to, you know, keep pressing forward, you know, it's awesome. It's amazing. So,
all right. That's good stuff. How have you been able to how have you been able to transfer? What was it easy, or were you able to transfer a majority of the like social media following and fans and people that picked you up on social media during that run and transfer them over to the music? Or was it like, yeah, she's not on TV no more now, we ain't trying to hear the music because we don't know about that? Or were you able to transfer those numbers? Because, of course, obviously, your social media following and all that, I watched it balloon. You know what I'm saying? When you was on, you know, when you were on TV. Mm-hmm. So you, it's like boom, like just being on any kind of TV network show is gonna just do that. Like this, people have to understand that's just the nature of people. That's how people are. Mm-hmm. You know what I'm saying? So, so were you able to transfer those numbers and actually move them over to following you as an artist? Was that easy to do, or did you like lose some? How did that work out?
I'm still in the process of doing that. You know what I'm saying? Like, I think it's been tough because people are very fickle. People, you know, it's hard to detach from one thing and attach people to another. It takes so much, you know, just consistency and that's just what I've been at, you know, been doing, just trying to stay consistent and reassuring the following that, yeah, y'all know me from here. I get that. But, you know, this is what I do. This is what I'm pursuing. And, you know, it's what it is. And I've gotten a lot of support. I think that at this point, you know, people are like, okay, cool. This is what she does. They support, they comment, they repost, they, you know, it's been really dope the way they've, you know, kind of transferred from knowing and supporting the whole reality situation to, you know, supporting the music, you know. But I, like I said, it's still a process. I'm still in the process of, you know, introducing myself and as an artist and, you know, making the following trust me as an artist. I think that's the biggest thing. It's like, yeah, you know you do music, but are you for real? And just because I don't have a label behind me does not mean I'm not for real, does not mean that I'm not an artist, does not mean that I'm not great, you know? So, and people, and from the feedback that I get, people feel the same way, you know what I'm saying? But some people, like I said, are very fickle, and they seem to think that in their mind, because you don't have this, that, or the other, that you're not official. But I think that's very, you know, untrue, you know? And, you know, they're entitled to their opinions, but I don't, you know, I just don't kind of stand on, you know, all of that. I just kind of keep pressing forward what I need to do, and, you know, whatever it takes to win them over in the end, you know, that's just what happens. But but yeah, it's been a process, and I'm still in that process, but I've definitely been able to, you know, gain the trust of a lot of the followers from the show as an artist. So
okay. Well, here's the thing. You say, my thing is, we understand people are fickle. Like, for me, I expected nothing less from people. You feel what I'm saying? Like, for me, if it would have literally been the opposite, you feel me? Like, all of a sudden, you just took every person that was rocking with you in that capacity and then transferred over to you just being... Because let's face it, everybody that tuned into that show to see some drama that went down with you and Ghost, if every person that tuned in just to see that, if that same amount of people bought or downloaded a song off iTunes, you wouldn't need a label. You know what I'm saying? Like,
exactly.
You'd be, you know,
exactly.
Like so me personally, none of it shocks me, because I understand that people are fickle, and people look at entertainers and stars, and, you know, in a totally different light. And that's why, you know, when it first happened, I was like, yo, when I told you personally, I was like, when I first found out about it, I was like, that's a great opportunity. But like I told you, I said, you know, it could be some bullshit behind it. You know what I'm saying? Shit could be, you know, it could turn really south. Because we, not because I didn't believe in you and I didn't think that you was dope, but because I've just seen it happen for countless other people. You know what I'm saying? Like, we done lost count how many people that's inhabited to on reality TV. You feel what I'm saying? So, you know, and as your friend, I was just kind of like, I don't know, bro. I don't know. You know what I'm saying? Like, I want you to win, but I don't know. You know what I'm saying? You feel me? But I think you did everything. Yeah, you know what I'm saying? But I think that you did everything, you know what I'm saying? And at the end of the day, you were still able to capitalize and you got the most of it. Like, you didn't go out there and everybody was like, what the, you know, like, totally taking you for a complete joke when it comes to music and everything. Of course, you're just going to have those people who said, well, I really didn't know she sung anyway, and they really don't care about music. They are reality TV junkies, and that's what they watch. You know what I'm saying?
Right.
So those people are just not going to transfer, because they were never into music anyway. They're reality TV junkies.
Right.
You're right. That's all they are. So it's millions of people out there that probably was just because they just love reality TV, had no, don't even care about you, Ghostface, or anybody else's music career. they just like drama. You know what I'm saying?
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's what I was worried about. Like, you know, with that, you know what I'm saying? With, you know, with that kind of effect, you know, just you or anybody, like after you go there and you feel this false sense of love from those kind of people, but you got to realize they like you for that and not this. But anyway, let's jump back into the music. So right now, where you're at, you know, you got this project coming out and you've got this song, and we get ready to play it in a minute. Tell me how you've been able to piece together this project, and who all are you working with right now?
All right, so right now I am working with two awesome producers. One of the songwriters, his name is Leo the Gray. He's a really dope engineer. And the other is a gentleman named Mr. Smith Music. And I met them actually falling through Highly Unique Radio. And they're really dope, really awesome. We have great chemistry together, and we spent a lot of time last year, you know, recording new music, looking for a new sound, you know, just trying to take everything to another level as far as the music goes. And now we're at a place where we feel like we're ready to start, you know, unleashing some of it out on the world. So I have this new single, and we are working on compiling the records for a new project. It's just been, you know, since I released my last single in November of 2015. So it's been a while since I released any music because, you know, we were just like, okay, if we're going to do this, we're going to do it differently. We're going to create a new sound, a unique sound for Kelsey Nicole. And, you know, it's got to be hit worthy, point blank period. So we chose this song to go with for the first single. And I'm really excited about it because I get nothing but really great feedback from it. It's been a process, and I've just been, you know, recording and compiling the music and cataloging, and we got a few that, you know, are ready for the world. So,
well, I heard some of the music, you know, it was last year that you invited me out, and you had a listening session, you know what I'm saying? I came through, and you had several bangers that you just, you know, that was in the chamber that I heard just that day alone. You feel what I'm saying? A lot of good music. And I was really proud. I was like, man, you know, she's in here really grinding, creating some just great material. You know, of course, we know, you and I know, that creating the music is the easy part, honestly. You know what I'm saying? Like, that's for us, for creatives, that's the easy part. The work comes in marketing, and dealing with DJs, radio, budget. The shit that you just really don't like about the game. You know what I'm saying? It's like, well, everybody wishes they could just go and create and then sit back and the checks roll in, baby. But no, that ain't how this shit go. You know, you got to deal with the rest of the bullshit. You know what I'm saying? But you had like a plethora of really great songs when I came back and I listened to that. But let me ask you this before we get ready to play this song. We got the song Riding Dirty, which is a single, right? That's the one we're getting ready to play.
Yeah.
Right. We're getting ready to play that in a minute. But let me ask you this, because at the beginning of this, I said diva and I said R&B, but you made sure to say R&B pop, and I was like, my bad, I forgot, I left pop out. You know what I'm saying? The genres right now, music, you know, especially with females, R&B itself is just struggling on various levels. I just go ahead 100 and say black folks, black people doing R&B, our music, which is our, it's our fucking music. No matter who else wants to make it, it's our music. Let's just keep this shit real. All right. Our music, our R&B music is kind of really falling by the wayside, and it's just traditional R&B and everything. And I know you said you're an R&B pop artist, but what do you feel right now before we play this record? What do you feel about the genre of R&B? And I know you're an R&B pop artist, so I know you do a mixture, but I know you may not necessarily like to be classified as such, and I can respect that, but I've heard a lot of music from you that would frankly be classified as R&B. You know what I'm saying? And you got some really pop stuff, though.
Right.
But you got some music that would, if somebody heard it from the naked ear, they're going to call that R&B. What do you think about the genre? You know, are you calling yourself R&B pop just to avoid being put into that box because you feel like that genre is kind of fading and falling off, which this is what everybody else feels, too?
I feel like I consider myself an urban pop R&B artist. I feel that urban pop is R&B. You know what I'm saying? And it's kind of a new word that's lingering around. You know, I see the word urban pop being used a lot with Beyonce. And Beyonce is a very, you know, R&B artist. She doesn't do, like, Rihanna will do a pop-ass record, you know.
Right.
And Beyonce doesn't do that. But she's considered an urban pop artist, which is basically R&B. I think that the R&B genre is evolving. And I don't think it's gone. I just think it's changing. Just like I think hip-hop has evolved. You know, it's not what it used to be because, you know, it's just changing. And now they don't call what these kids are doing hip. They call it mumble rap. Like, it's damn near like a genre now. You know what I'm saying? I think that that's just what's going on with R&B. I think that R&B is still out here. I think that it's still being, you know, played. It's still being performed, you know. But as far as, you know, me, I consider myself an urban pop R&B artist. I think they are kind of one and the same. But I don't know. I just I don't say R&B because I want to, you know, not be put in the box. I think that, you know, I'm a versatile artist that I do both, which is why I consider myself, I say urban pop R&B artist, you know?
All right. Kelsey Nicole, urban pop R&B artist. Okay. And you know what? Maybe we're at a point now where it's just another subgenre that is spurred out from the genre, like hip hop. Hip hop has all these, you know, subgenres now. You know what I'm saying? Gangsta rap, trap,
mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
You know, and East Coast, you know, mm-hmm. Boom bap, you know, all these different, you know what I'm saying? All these different things, you know, that and for a while people just wanted to try to classify, I guess, all of hip hop together, and that's why you had people butting heads saying what is and what ain't hip hop. I guess now that's where we're at with R&B. R&B is just branched off into all these several small subgenres, and we're just going to have to say that is what it is, and it came from that, and we got to keep it moving, I guess. All right, tell me about Riding Dirty. We're getting ready to ride dirty to this one right here on K100 Radio. Tell us about who produced this one and everything that we got going on. We're going to pump this one, Kelsey.
All right, Mr. Smith Music produced it, Griot the Great. A cat named Renegade and myself, we wrote it, and it is a very smooth spring summer anthem, and it's definitely a radio smash. I'm really excited about it. It's a new kind of vibe and sound for Kelsey Nicole. So if you've heard That's All I Know, if you heard Can't Feel My Legs, if you heard any of my music before, it is different, and it is it's catchy, and I've gotten great feedback from everyone that's heard it, and it'll be available April 1st everywhere for you guys to download. So, like I said before, I had to give it up to my boy Blizzum. He was the first one to ever play my music, and so I'm like, I have to get him first to, you know, play this record because I believe in it so much, and I believe truly that it's going to do some things that none of my music has ever done before. So I'm really excited about it, and yeah, here it is, Kelsey Nicole Riding.
All right, well, thank you for that shout out. Let's go ahead and get to it. You're not rocking with the best. This is K100 Radio. We're live right now. Direct line interview with Kelsey Nicole. We got her brand new single, Riding Dirty, right here on K1's Radio. First time, world premiere. You know, let's get it.
You are tuned to K100 Radio, hip hop and R&B.
Popping, rising, flashing lights, risky, all on rolling dice. Doubles up and let it ride. You can bet on me, baby, one more time.
Picture me rolling, dripping like paint inside a fancy car. And all of your homies, hell, I ain't ever seen. Pretty girls living with a top down. I just pull up and I hit them with a flex. Catch me out here sprinting, running through a check. And you know that no one does it quite like me. I whip it like it's off a store.
spin it up and let the thing go. But you never seen it from this angle. Seen it from this angle. Yellow like a mango. And you know that nobody does it.
Why
I
would
think it's off the top. For that light to fill when I act like an awful man. I be dreaming to get low. With a top sipping on your back. Sipping stuck and clean.
K100 Radio. I'm your host, Vision. Thanks everybody for tuning into the show. That was a new one by Kelsey Nicole called Riding Dirty. Yo, I like that joint. That's definitely a radio joint. That's definitely ready to go, especially for the summertime coming around. Yeah, the pollen's in the air and everything. Just in time. Just in time, Kelsey. I like that joint. It's definitely a radio cut. It's definitely one, you know, that people can just, you know, rock to for the summer. It's definitely got that summertime feel, so you're definitely releasing it at the perfect moment, you know what I'm saying? Give it a little bit to build up, you know what I'm saying? When it get good and hot. Yeah, top-down music. I fuck with it, though. Good job.
Thank you. Thank you.
Absolutely. Yeah, I like
Thank
it. So,
you.
I mean, so what's your plan? I mean, of course, you know, we're going to rock with it over here at K100 Radio. What's your plan to get it to even more platforms? Are you doing a campaign for the single? Are you trying to do, you know, are you trying to do, I guess, FM radio campaign? We know how expensive those can be a lot, you know what I'm saying? But I mean, are you trying to give it to DJs? DJs can definitely spin it though. You know what I mean? What's the plan? How you gonna work this particular record?
Well, my plan is to definitely, I have a lot of different DJs on call who have been waiting for it before now. Me and a few of my people, I've been reaching out to different DJs, letting them hear it, you know, getting their support for the record. So we have a few pretty decent named DJs in the Atlanta market that are definitely going to support the record. You know, I was at a point where I was like, okay, look, I don't want to focus on the Atlanta market, and we are not, but I understand that the Atlanta market is definitely a market that we do need to conquer, you know, because I've been here for a while, I've been grinding out here for a while, and I'm kind of like over it, but I'm like, okay, cool, I'm about to get back to it. I've been recording, I've been kind of, you know, low-key, now it's time to go hard, you know, really grind. I have a lot of different promo and marketing materials that I'm going to definitely hit the streets with. We've reached out to a few different marketing outlets. And for 3 months, every week we're going to invest into these different marketing platforms to the record. You know, taking a different approach to it and not just trying to push it myself just because I have a following, but we're definitely reaching out to different people who have followings and who have, you know, marketing tools to help along with this record to make it do what it needs to do, or make it even do more than what my last records have done, basically. But like I said, we reached out to, you know, DJs. We're still, you know, in the process of reaching out to even more DJs before it drops so they have it ready. But over the past 2 years that I've been in Atlanta and I've built these relationships and have these different resources, I'm definitely, you know, we're definitely utilizing them. And as far as radio, I'm definitely going to, you know, hit the internet radio circuit. And, you know, I have some things in place where we're going to actually, you know, try our best to get it on a couple of FM radio stations as well. So even to the point where reaching back into my own hometown, because I haven't done that either. So I have some support from area as well going on. So just definitely, you know, everything that I have not done from, you know, releasing other records, we're taking those approaches. You know what I'm saying? Just to make sure we do everything different. We put our all in to do everything that we can do on our end to make it do what it needs to do. Because, you know, when it all boils down, all you can do is all you can do, you know? So,
yeah.
That's my goal and my plan, to definitely start just reaching back and utilizing, you know, those different relationships and resources that we have and going harder than we've ever went before with the record.
That's what's up. Good stuff. Well, like I said, I think this is it's a dope cut. You feel me? We're going to rock with it, K100 Radio, not because I know you, but because it's a dope record. Kind of sort of because I know you, but still it's a dope record. but nah, it's because it's dope. You feel me? You know what I'm saying? It's a good record, you know, definitely. Like I said, it's definitely top-down music, so we're going to rock with it. Well, listen, you know, of course, I wish you luck, you know what I'm saying, everything that you got going on, of course, and we'll be here to support you over here at K100 Radio, you know what I'm saying, just let us know what we can do. Of course, we're going to do our due diligence and, you know, give this some spins and everything, and, you know, get that count up so, you know, people can start to notice it, you know, in the ranks and, you know, the people who actually look at the reports and stuff like that and give it some spins. But it's definitely a good record, and I'm glad that, you know, I'm glad it's the kind of record that you're coming out with. You feel me? You know, it's nothing too complicated. It's just like, this is a record that you can just throw on. You feel me? And who is that? Oh, that's old. Yeah, that's Kelsey. Okay, mm-hmm. With it. You know what I'm saying? It ain't nothing you got to think too hard on. You feel me? This is the record. It's here. Play this joint. Okay. We go. Let's run that. You know what I'm saying? So, boom. You know what I mean? And there you go. So, I'm pretty sure to do what it do. I'm anxious to hear. Let me ask you this. Is any of that music that I heard at that listening session going to be on the project coming up? By
yes,
any chance?
It will be.
Okay.
All right. Yes, definitely.
Some of that shit was spectacular too, though. This is good too, though. I fuck with this one, but you had some shit on that was at that listening session. I was like, bruh, shit. You know what I'm saying? But then some of it has to be marketed a certain kind of way, but it can just be, you know, super huge. You know what I'm saying? But I feel why you're going with this record, too, as far as a single right now, especially with it coming around getting hot. It's a good record to jump out there with. All right. Again, congratulations. I wish you luck. One more time before we go to everybody, if they want to get the music, how to connect with you, all that good stuff.
Definitely. You guys can connect with me on Instagram. I am Kelsey Nicole, and that's N-Y-K-O-L-E, N-Y-K-O-L-E, N-Y-K-O-L-E. I am Kelsey Nicole. On Twitter, you can follow me and stay connected. I am Kelsey Nicole. That's K-E-L-S-E-Y-N-Y-K-O-L-E. You can hit me up on Facebook. Shoot me a like by searching Kelsey Nicole. That's K-E-L-S-E-Y-N-Y-K-O-L-E. You can hit me up, Nicole Music. That's K-E-L-S-E-Y-N-Y-K-O-L-E. You can hit me up. Search me on Google, search me on iTunes, search me on Amazon, search me on Google Play Music, search me on Tidal, search me everywhere, Kelsey Nicole, K-E-L-S-E-Y-N-Y-K-O-L-E, and the music is all yours. I'm all yours. Hit me up, follow me, follow the grind, support your girl, Kelsey Nicole.
All right, make sure you go and do it. And we're out of here. That's all we got for you tonight. K-1's Radio, we gone. Thanks for Nicole coming through, rocking with us. Our other direct line interviews, Sammy Surf and Von Don. Big ups to everybody who's out there on their grind. Make sure you go support the homegirl and support all these artists, man. Hey, this shit is not easy. You feel me? This shit is a grind, period, point blank. You know what I mean? Even if you heard of them before, don't necessarily mean nothing. Go back and actually do your due diligence and support. Download a song. Share a link. You know what I mean? Go check them out, man. Stream it on Spotify, however, man. All that shit add up, all right? Make sure you go and do that. K100 Radio, we out. Yeah.
To K100 Radio, Hip Hop and R&B.